You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, with summer on the way, perhaps you're thinking about planning a holiday. Well, recent research from the charity Tourism for All suggests that disabled people's experiences while on holiday are often less than satisfactory and that they can be made to feel awkward or unwelcome. Joining me now to discuss this more is the chairman of Tourism for All, Tim Gardner. Hi there, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, can we start by outlining some of the key findings of the research?
To start with, there are 11 million people in the UK who are disabled in some way or other. That's one in five. Of them, 70% of them have disabilities which are not visible. 8% of those are wheelchair users. And there are 500,000 people with health disorders or other impairments visiting England each year, spending over £300 million. So our charity is about making tourism more accessible for all people, and that is working with businesses, it's working with individuals who actually do travel or go out for the day or go shopping, and it's also working with policymakers.
Yes, the spending power of disabled people is quite extraordinary. A potential £212 billion, according to the information I have here. So it is in the interests of businesses to improve access and their attitude.
Yeah, it is. And in fact, the last word you use, attitude, is the key to it, because it is not necessarily about having to go out and spend a fortune on ramps or lifts or whatever. It is about actually making your staff more aware of the fact that people with disabilities are perfectly normal people. They just happen to have an impairment, which you or I may not have. They have money, and not all have lots of money. Some are not well off. But what they seek is a welcome, a friendly welcome, obviously, and staff who are trained and informed about their particular impairment. And that's something that Tourism for All has spent many years actually doing, working with the industry, providing online training to help staff in particularly the restaurant and hotel businesses, but also visitor attractions, to understand the needs of disabled people.
So yes, your charity is running a campaign to increase inclusivity in the travel and tourism sector. What are you doing to encourage businesses to participate? I believe you've got some commitments that you're asking them to honour.
Yeah, we are. We are asking organisations to join us as an alliance partner. And part of that would be to actually provide 9 commitments that we've suggested are appropriate. And they're quite simple ones, but it's about recognising equality. It's about welcoming people. It's about having an access champion. It's about having a website which has an access statement so that people can actually find out more about what is available and what is not available. And it's about acting responsibly.
Yes, the one that I saw that caught my attention was providing information, because a lot of the time these sort of attitudes come down to awareness and education.
Indeed, yeah. Well, together with Visit England, we have been campaigning for all tourist organisations to have an access statement on their website. Now, that sounds quite formal, but it's actually just about providing information for visitors to understand, as I say, what is available, what is not available, so that they can make informed decisions as to whether that's an appropriate place for them to visit or stay at.
And yeah, the notion of having an access champion seems like a really positive commitment that you're asking people to adhere to, because that helps train other staff and have a leader who can educate others.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is not something new, but it's something that we want to actually expand. There are many organizations that have had an access champion. This is not necessarily a full-time member of staff. It could be a key member of staff who has got a particular interest in this aspect of their business and who has the right sort of personality qualities to actually work with other staff and, as you say, help train them as well.
So it's about fostering a society where disabled people are made to feel included and respected, as we were talking about before, about attitude. But yeah. It can also come down to, I think a lot of businesses might be a bit reticent, thinking that they need to spend a lot of money to introduce physical changes. But in the long run, they can reap financial rewards, as we were talking about before, the spending power of disabled people.
Exactly. I mean, that is a decision that, you know, individual businesses will have to make as to what they have to do and how much it will cost. But the simplest things, which we've already talked about, which is getting staff with the right attitude and with the right information and who are trained, costs very little. And that, in fact, will make the biggest return compared to having to spend, you know, maybe £10,000-£20,000 on physical changes to their premises. And let's understand also that our historic tourist industry is full of premises which are not appropriate to actually go out and spend a fortune changing. So we have to be careful not to encourage business organisations and leaders to think that that's what is the most important thing to do.
Absolutely. Now, travelling is one of life's richest experiences. I'm a keen traveller. I go away whenever I can. It's not only abroad that you have to go. The staycation is a very popular thing. What are some of the benefits that people can get from travelling?
Well, I think from the health point of view, for one, it's getting out of doors and breathing fresh air. Seeing the beauty of the countryside is very motivating for one's physical abilities, meeting people, and obviously seeing what we have in the UK, which is one of the best tourist centres of the world. So I think, you know, the benefits are enormous.
I agree. I think travelling just broadens the mind. It's great to see how other people live. And just like you say, getting outdoors, experiencing the fresh air and the great British outdoors. If anyone's feeling inspired, they want to learn more information, where could they go?
They should go to our dedicated website for this, which is www.tourismisforeverybody.org. Or if they are a Twitter user or a Facebook user, on Twitter it's at T14EInfo with hashtag Together We Are Able. And on Facebook it's at Tourism Is For Everybody. And we do want to encourage people to actually spread the message of what we're trying to do.
Tim Gardner, Chairman for the charity Tourism For All, thank you so much for speaking with me today at RNIB Connect Radio.
That's my great pleasure. Thank you.